Welcome to Dispatches from Kochi, a collection of stories from Kochi in Kerala, India, written by Robert Wood for the Centre for Stories. You're listening to story number 3, Renji.
Kochi is a place full of people on the make, both legal and illegal, both feel good and badass. There are, of course, hustlers and scammers who put together plans from the smallest scale to the largest take, who might sell you a broken water gun through the window of your car as you wait at a red light. Or at the other end, those who might give a government contract to one of their cronies well below market rates and with the complicity of the entire state. In other words, it can be corrupt when you come from Australia, where the government works in a different way. This is not to say that most people don't do the right thing, or that avoiding taxes in some way, shape or form is not a practice in other places, but that India feels anarchic and rigged when it comes to money and business. This is why you need a fixer. A guy to stand in line, a guy to massage the systems you'll never understand, a guy who sets things up and sorts it all out so you only need to show up. Invariably, they are men. They're the guys with multiple phones and oily hair, who are grafting and working hard for a little bit of cream off the top, who use guile and skill as their way to making a deal. Many of them live by their wits alone, and given how capital is concentrated here, that means being at the mercy of the boss, or knowing that the only guarantee you've got is a handshake. A fixer, though, is, above anything else, a type of personality. He's an entrepreneur in a worker's body. He's a confidence player who knows how to work the angles and maximise the returns. He's the guy who turns a profit from thin air, the one who can talk his way into a meeting and out of a contract. He not only gets things done, he makes things happen. In Australia, we might easily recognise them as property developers, car dealers, or estate agents, but in India, there are fixers at every level of the economy. The bigger cities feel like they have more fixers, but that is only because in the large cities, there's more of everything, and tourist hotspots attract fixers. This might account for the visitor's perception that India is full of hagglers and hassle. In Kerala, though, the state government is stronger and more transparent than other places. People here are politically engaged and willing to make an effort and contribute, to pay taxes and to vote. This is in part because of the local strain of politics, which has delivered infrastructure, schools and health second to none on the subcontinent. But it's also because of the texture and the tone, because of the culture that preceded this modern incarnation, the hammer as well as the steeple. But the strength of the state, the relative equality of incomes and the easygoing pace do not mean that you don't need a fixer, or that fixers aren't necessary. In Kerala, as in almost every other part of India, fixers are everywhere. Renji is a rickshaw driver by day, but he's also on the lookout for any opportunity that comes his way. The fixer is a guy who always knows a guy, and Renji knows a lot of guys. He knows guys for bikes, he knows guys for couches, he knows guys for food, he knows guys for plants, he knows guys who can get us gas bottles even when they've run out. He knows, in other words, all the guys you need to know so you can set up your house. When I met Renji, this is what he told me. I wasn't always a rickshaw driver. I was studying a Bachelor of Commerce when my father died. I'm the eldest and needed to look after my family, so I became a motorcycle salesman. I was working there for 8 years, 7 days a week. I liked that job, but it was quite far, maybe 1.5 hours one way. When my wife had our daughter, I wanted to spend more time with them, so I bought my rickshaw on loan, and I've been doing this for 2 years. Rickshaw drivers here are literate, and many know how to run a successful business. But what makes Renji different is how educated he is. You can tell straight away that he's ambitious, articulate, energetic, ready to make things happen. When demonetization happened, he came to my house to let me know that I can count on him if I'm having issues. He knows a guy who can swap my 500,000 rupee notes at a reasonable rate. His take on the issue is that it'll be a short-term difficulty that will be borne by poorer people who don't have bank accounts or who are unable to exchange the money they've saved under the mattress. But this will be offset by the damage done via corruption. In other words, there'll be short-term pain, but the country will gain if corruption is eliminated. This is the official narrative that Prime Minister Modi would want us to believe. But, being a fixer, I'm surprised Renji is naive enough to think the bosses aren't benefiting from this move somehow. After all, 34% of federal parliamentarians are facing criminal charges. But Renji is a nationalist. He's a proud Indian, and so according to him, the real problem is the Russians in Goa, who have come in on private planes with suitcases of gold and cocaine, the ones with girls on their arms. They're the ones who are causing the real trouble. They will take their cash offshore and run, but still, Renji is generally okay with demonetization because he thinks it'll make a dent in the dark economy the Russians are driving. Renji sees no irony in the fact that he himself is trying to do business in cash exchange. He's offering new notes for old ones at below face value. He's just getting a little cream off the top. What harm can there be in a man trying to earn a living? That is what it means to be a fixer, to be a guy who can make the most of any situation. Renji knows how to turn a profit out of thin air. It's precisely the skill India needs right now.